We sat down with Evan Smith to talk to him about the significance of his research, which addresses why some diamonds are more free of nitrogen impurities than others. Why were you interested in researching this topic?
So I got into doing this research because I was doing another project that involved nitrogen in diamonds, and I wanted to look up in the literature where nitrogen should be coming from the mantle, where it's stored, how it behaves. And I went to look for that answer. I didn't find it. You look in the literature and there isn't really an answer like that. We don't really know where nitrogen is stored and what releases it from the mantle.
Who helped you with the research?
So here I'm a PhD student, and I did this research with my supervisor, who's Maya Kopolova. So Maya Kopolova is actually the co-author on this paper.
What implications does this research have for your field?
For my field is diamond research. For diamond research, this is the first time we've had an explanation for the difference in nitrogen content for those sublithospheric diamonds, those really deep diamonds. For geology, it means now we have an idea of maybe where nitrogen is being stored in the mantle.
And what can the public take away from this research itself?
For the broader public, I would say it's interesting because people like hearing about, you know, the fact that you might have an atmosphere's worth of nitrogen stored in metallic iron deep in the earth. And it's also interesting because nitrogen is all around us. Our whole atmosphere is made of nitrogen. That nitrogen would have essentially been degassed from the Earth's mantle very, very long ago, maybe 4 billion years ago. So the fact that you could have some kind of interplay between the atmosphere and metallic iron in the Earth is kind of interesting. It speaks to the history of the atmosphere.
And how about the mining industry?
The model that I propose is interesting for mining because it lends itself to some kind of explanation for a very special kind of diamond. The most valuable, the largest diamonds that are out there, like the Golden Jubilee diamond, the Cullinan diamond, these are sort of enigmatic diamonds, and we don't know where they come from. The only thing we know for sure is that they all have very, very low nitrogen contents. So this model might have something to say about the ultimate origin of those diamonds. Maybe those diamonds are sourced from very deep in the earth.
And what's next for this specific field of research?
So what's next for this avenue of research? I'm just finishing my PhD degree right now, so I'm probably not personally going to take this project any further. But I do have some colleagues that are very interested in this idea, and I think they're going to do some experimental work to try to build up some more evidence to support this hypothesis.
We would like to thank Evan Smith for coming in and answering our questions.